Tuesday, 6 o'clock. It's time for Bughouse Square. Thanks for doing what you got to do. I'm slightly distracted here, but it's a good kind of distraction, so dig me.
Have you seen that vigilante man?
Hey!
Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've been hearing his name all over the land.
This week on Bughouse Square, I got, we got Thanksgiving coming up, and I'm trying to do, like, I mean, I literally spent an hour, like, picking through my records, and I was just, like, striking out left and right, so I got a bunch of good records, so we can count on that, and, that's about it.
Rainy night down in the engine house, sleeping just as still as a mouse. Man come along and he chased us out in the rain. Was that a vigilante man? Stormy days we'd pass the time away, sleeping in some good warm place. Man come along and we give him a little race. Was that a vigilante man? Preacher Casey was just a working man, and he said, unite all you working men. Killed him in the river, some strange man. Was that a vigilante man? A vigilante man. Why does a vigilante man carry that sawed-off shotgun in his hand? Would he shoot his brother and sister down? I rambled around from town to town. I rambled around from town to town. They herded us around like a wild herd of cattle. Was that the vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've heard his name all over the land.
Fingers start shaking. Rock it out, baby, rubber to the boogity bang bang, the boogie to the boogity beat. Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I like to say hello. Up to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, and the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang, bang, the boogie to the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie, let's rock. You don't stop, rock the rhythm, that'll make your body rock. Well, so far, you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out.
Well, I'm imp the dimp, the ladies pimp. The women fight for my delight. But I'm the grand master with the three MCs that shop the house for the young ladies. And when you come inside and to the front, you do the freak spank and do the bump. And when the sucker MCs try to prove a point with Treacherous Trio, I win the serious joint. From sun to sun and from day to day, I sit down and write a brand new rhyme. Because they say that miracles never cease. I've created a devastating masterpiece. I'm gonna rock the mic so you can't resist. Everybody, I say it goes like this. When I was coming home late one dark afternoon, reporter stopped me for an interview. She said she's heard stories and she's heard fables that are vicious on the mic and the turntable. This young reporter I did adore, so I rocked the vicious rhyme like I never did before. She said, damn fly guy, I'm in love with you. Casanova legend must have been true. I said, by the way, baby, what's your name? Said I go by the name Lois Lane. And you can be my boyfriend, you surely can. Just let me quit my boyfriend called Superman. I said, he's a fairy, I do suppose. Flying through the air in pantyhose. He may be very sexy or even cute, but he looks like a sucker in a blue and red suit. I said, you need a man who's got finesse and his whole name across his chest. He may be able to fly all through the night, but can he rock a party till the early light? He can't satisfy you with his little word, but I can bust you out with my super sperm. I go do it, I go do it, I go do it, do it, do it. And I'm here, and I'm there, I'm Big Bang Hank, I'm everywhere. I just throw your hands up in the air and party hard like you just don't care. Let's do it, I don't stop y'all, I take a talk y'all, you don't stop. I go hotel, motel, and what you gonna do today? Someone get a fly girl, gonna get some spank and drive off in a death OJ. Everybody go hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. You say if your girl starts acting up, then you take a friend. I say skip, dive, what can I say? I can't fit them all inside my OJ, so I just take half and bust them out. I give the rest to Master T so he can shock the house.
I said a M-A-S, a T-E-R, a G with a double E. I said I go by the unforgettable name of the man they call a Master G. Well, my name is known all over the world by all the foxy ladies and the pretty girls. I'm going down in history as the baddest rapper that ever could be. Now I'm feeling the highs and you're feeling the lows. The beat starts getting into your toe. You start popping your fingers and stomping your feet and moving your body while you're sitting and you're sitting. Then damn, you start doing the freak. I said bam, I ride it out of your seat. Then you throw your hands high in the air. You rock it to the rhythm, shake it dairy air. You rock it to the beat without a care. Who's the short shot MCs for the affair? Now I'm not as tall as the rest of the gang, but I rap to the beat just the same. I got a little face and a pair of blind eyes. All I'm here to do, ladies, is hypnotize. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. Like a hot butter to pop, to pop, to pop. Give it, give it, pop, to pop, pop. You don't dare stop or come alive, y'all. Give me what you got. I guess by now you can take a hunch and find that I am the baby of the bunch. But that's okay, I still keep in stride, cause all I'm here to do is just a wiggle your behind. Sing it on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. Rock, rock, y'all. Throw it on the floor. I'm gonna freak you here, I'm gonna freak you there. I'm gonna move you out of this atmosphere, cause I'm one of a kind and I'll shock your mind. I put the jig, jig, jiggers in your behind. I say the 1, 2, 3, 4. Come on, girls, get on the floor. Come alive, y'all, give me what you got, cause I'm guaranteed to make you rock. I say the 1, 2, 3, 4. Tell me, Wonder Mike, what are you waiting for?
To the hip, hop, the hippie to the hippie, the hip, hip, the hopper. You don't stop, rock it to the bang, bang, the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie beat. Well, skiddle and bebop, we rock a Scooby-Doo. And guess what, America, we love you. Well, cause you rock and roll with us so much so. You can rock till you're 101 years old. I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast, but we're like hot butter on a breakfast toast. Rock it out,
baby bubba, baby bubba to the boogie, then bang bang the boogie to the beat. Beat is so unique. Come on, everybody, and dance to the beat. Have you ever went over a friend's house to eat and the food just ain't no good? I mean, the macaroni soggy, the peas almost, and the chicken tastes like wood. So you try to play it off like you think you can by saying that you're full. And then your friend says, mama, he just being polite. He ain't finished. Oh, that's bull. So your heart starts pumping and you think of a lie and you say that you already ate. And your friend says, man, there's plenty of food, so he piles some more on your plate. But while the sticky food's steaming, your mind starts to dream of the moment it's time to leave. And then you look at your plate and your chicken's slowly rotting into something that looks like cheese. Oh, so you say, that's it, I got to leave this place. I don't care what these people think. I'm just sitting here making myself nauseous with this ugly food that stinks. Oh, so you bust out the door while it's still closed, still sick from the food you ate. And then you run to the store for quick relief from a bottle of KO Pectate. And then you call your friend 2 weeks later to see how he has been. And he says, I understand about the food, babe, but we're still friends. With a hip hop, the hippie to the hip, the hip hip, a hoppy, you don't stop, the rocker to the bang bang, you can say, up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. We'll be right back.
Yeah, that's Squeeze. Take Me, I'm Yours. That's a good version on the No Wave compilation record. Kind of cool. It's like a translucent, I don't know, it's bluish with a little red in it. Yeah, beautiful record. Nice tune. Before that, we had, from Sugar Hill Records, of course, Sugar Hill Rapper's Delight, proto-fucking-hip-hop in effect, and I got that's a flea market find. I just patted myself on the back just for getting that. Now I've got a copy. I've been told that I need to memorize. I should be able to throw down that entire song. I'll work on that. We had Talking Heads in there. Thank you for bringing an angel. And we're live. There's a dog that comes in and says hi to me on occasion. Hello. Hi. All right. I got my surrogate.
This is magic.
She's a sweetheart. She?
He? Yeah.
He's a sweetheart, too. Sugar Who, and then we had Sly and the Family Stones. We opened up with Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself. Thank you. And did I say about the thank you of, thank you for letting me be an angel. Yes, this is Radio Valencia. It's not just a radio station. We greet and we love animals here. And it's near the corner of 22nd and Mission, and the beautiful Mission, where it's always flat and sometimes sunny. It's dark now. We're in the throat. We're a couple days away from Thanksgiving, so this is almost winter. Kind of like this thing. I kind of like getting here dark and leaving dark. Got Scott in the studio. He's brought another one of his fucking train wreck of instruments in to get worked on. And he is critiquing my records and giving me nods of approval. I dig that. He's quite the... I don't even know if you can find flat black plastic anymore. Is there any of that stuff exist out, like on some distant server somewhere? But we're still working on him to get do a show here. Flatback Plastic, he's phenomenal, has an incredible record collection, and
he's on hiatus.
What else? So we've covered everything. We've got... Hey, I'm so stoked. I listened to Curated Catastrophe today. I think, today. And they were training a couple of DJs. Two different shows that are coming on. So we're getting some fresh blood here. So thanks for that. If you have the the inclination to do a show, I mean, Scott, you might have to jump on this, because these things, all these nice slots are getting sucked up here. But anyway, come through the Radio Valencia, portal, and it'll guide you in the right direction. So this is nothing special. I do have a song queued up. Let's get back into the music, and let's just do that.
City in the small,
show for you. But when the suburbs are planned and the freeways are crammed and the mountains are rough and the valley is soft into cracks in the earth, will I finally be heard by you?
From morning, noon, moon at night.
And she's got to say it's alright. Mm-hmm. Say it's alright. It's alright. Have a good time. Cause it's alright. Whoa, it's alright.
Everybody clap your hands. Now give yourself a chance. You got so.
Kinks, Sleepwalker, right? Sleepwalker. That's the title cut off that record. I like that song. It's a real toe tapper. This is Bughouse Square's Mutiny Radio. It's not Mutiny Radio, fool. No, it's Radio Valencia. I'm sorry. It's like, I'm just like, you know, I'm like a beaten dog. You know, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what kind of house I'm in now. I'm in a good house. It's Radio Valencia. They're kind to me here. They feed me twice a day and allow me to do this show once a week. Yeah. Let's see. We're doing good. Give money. It's end of the year. Yeah, if you got, you know, expendable income. Or you look to do, some people like to get those tax write-offs, that sort of thing. You can do it right here. This is good. You know the money is going to be well spent here, going to some landlord and some, you know, PG&E, you know, massive organization. Let's see. We had some Curtis Mayfield in there, and it's all right. It's all right. We had Neil Young from The Time Fades Away, his best record, L.A., that song. We had, we did the No Wave one. We got that queued up. We did, yeah. Okay, let's do this. God, John, you're just like fucking nailing it tonight. Yeah. I got, I'm a little distracted with, you know, with all the good stuff that's going on in the world. Let me play this. We're coming back. Yeah, they're the last of me.
Have you ever met that funny reefer man? If he says he swam to China, wants to sell you South Carolina, then you know you're talking to that reefer man. Have you ever met that funny, funny reefer man? Have you ever met that funny reefer man? If he trades you dimes for nickels and calls watermelons pickles, then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
He must be tied like that, that reefer man.
Have you ever met that funny reefer man? You mean to tell me you've never met that funny reefer man? If you hear him sniff and giggle, and he starts into squirm and wiggle, that's that dog, that's that reefer man.
can't give you anything but love. Oh, baby, that's the only thing I've plenty of. Oh, baby, dream wild, scheme of wild, wish your divine, baby, happiness. And I guess the best that the best of the day. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby, beautiful. Diamond bracelet will work doesn't sell, my pretty baby by the roof. Till that lucky day, oh, the lucky day, you know darn well, oh, babe, I can't give you anything but love.
At the late, late show through a semi because of honesty. Her father was on trial in the house of mystery. There was no one at all. There was no one at all. It seemed so long ago. None of us were strong. Nancy wore green stockings. She slept with everyone. She never said she'd wait for us, although she was alone. I think she fell in love for us in 1961. In 1961. It seems so long ago. Nancy was alone, a 45 beside her head, an open telephone. We told her she was beautiful. We told her she was free. But none of us would meet her in the house of mystery. The house of mystery. And now you look around you, see her everywhere. In the hollow of the night, when you are cold and numb, you hear her talking freely. Then she's happy that you've come. She's happy that you've come.
Man, Leonard Cohen, just laying it out there, eh, Yuri G?
Yo, hey, I thought that was going to be another short one. I was.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I was overwhelmed with Leonard, and I had to come out of it. I was dropping low, and the oxygen percentage was. Yeah, I had to come back.
You're getting the bends, huh? You need to come up slowly.
I did. Yeah, I know. I did. I came up just in time. How you doing, man? I'm so glad you called in.
I'm doing all right, yeah. Good to talk to you, man. The season is upon us.
It is. It's kind of been stressful. We're doing the thing, so it forces us to clean the house and rearrange things I think it's pretty cool that although it's mostly my partner's people, but that there's a shit ton of them. So it's like it's
hosting?
Yeah, we're hosting like 20 plus folk. So
that's new for you guys. I don't think you've hosted before, have you?
Well, we've done little parties here and there. We've done a little bit of research on this. Yeah, but we've done Christmas and Thanksgiving, some years, but not often. But we're doing it this year, and it's always an excuse to clean the house, I guess.
For sure.
And to rearrange things and just to reconnect with how much we enjoy each other's company. Yeah, it's awesome.
You start even with a little food prep even this far out, or is that like a non-starter at this point?
Yeah, we got. They're going to pull up in the front of the house and just pipe out the hot meal to us. We don't have to do anything. Just going to line up in the driveway. But one of our niece is starting a catering company. So she's going to do a few things, and it's not really potluck. I mean, we don't need your handouts, but we're going to provide a balanced meal regardless of what else happens. And it'll be fun.
Do you have the menus planned, or are you still?
It's very basic, I don't know what. I know what I'm doing. I'm going to do some stuffing, and I'm going to do some...
Are you in the bird or are you out of the bird?
I do the twice-baked potatoes, man. I've been doing that for a year, so they clamor for those. I had one time one of the nephews said, "Hey, I'd like some more of those like potato skins," and I'm like, "Excuse me? What did you say?" Dude, and then I went in, I'm like, "Do you know what it takes to make these fucking things? You gotta bake the potato, you gotta scoop the shit out, and then you gotta do stuff to it, and then you gotta put it back in the potato, and then put stuff on top of it, and then cook it again?" Potato skins.
It really is a bastardization. It's a show of disrespect.
Yeah, you just like, I can cut a wedge and throw some shit on it. Cook it for
this is the thing. You know what? He's got potato skins once he's done eating your sumptuous feast.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, once he empties out that potato, then he's got potato skins. That's the work he did to get his potato skins. About how much work it takes to get a potato skin going.
Well,
if I say potato, I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's why I just do it once a year.
Right, but respect the twice-baked potato.
Yeah. What do you got for us this week, man?
Stressed also, same, so I'm feeling that, little different dynamic in that, like, kids are out of school and, Thanksgiving is distant, not so distant, but it's Sacramento area. I do have to prep some stuff. I'm still at work. Everything's kind of collapsing down into like Wednesday at 3 o'clock when everything will start to relax a little bit. And that has something to do with the song I chose tonight.
Okay. And you sent me a link, yes?
I did. It's Antonio Carlos Jobim's, from his record, Wave. It's just like a bossa nova. It's overripe bossa nova. It is like so bossa nova that bossa nova people are like, that's maybe...
I got a soft spot for the bossa nova.
You're going to love this. So this is the second song on Wave. So Wave is played almost constantly in my household, right? Wave is almost always on, right? This is a record that like my kids listen to when they go to sleep. We put it on when people come over for a party. It's in the car sometimes. We're trying to chill things out.
Like
Wave is on a lot.
Okay.
This song, second song, it is like the arrangement. Just listen to how often it's not... like smooth like bossa nova. It's almost like it's as angular as bossa nova gets, I think, in my like a little bossa nova world. It's almost close to Esquivel in terms of the way like the arrangements change. It's more active.
Esquivel.
I love it. If you like bossa nova, then I hope you love it too. It should chill you out in this stressful time.
Excellent. Let's see. I had something to say, and Happy Thanksgiving. It's not a man. You know me. I'd say anything, but I just can't remember what the hell I was going to. It was something brilliant. Yuri G.
I've been inspired by you.
Wait a minute. Hold on. How is this? Where's my beer? Go ahead.
So I'm inspired by you and your willingness, nay, maybe even eagerness to pee in people's backyards.
Oh, shit. I'm telling you, I think of that moment when you chided me, and whenever I'm like pissing outside, I'm like, damn, all right. I see how it is.
Man,
what's your take on it? You got to change your mind on that one.
Well, okay, so sort of. So I found an ulterior purpose also. You know, not ulterior, but...
Like a territorial pissing? Is that what you're...
So here's the thing. No, I mean, I'm not discounting that as a side benefit, but more a nitrogen-rich soil.
Ah. Well, you know, a lot of those compostable toilets, they just run all the liquid down into the ground, and it's fine. It's not like then the solid waste does other things. But yeah, I mean, urine is like
it's got a plant that loves nitrogen. Also, I got some bamboo. I'm trying to accelerate. And so I'm like, well, you know,
to go and compromise the neighbor's foundation, or
I'm like, look. It's science, man. I'm trying to grow this bamboo
right
here.
Right, Ed. What kind of bamboo?
All right,
man. Hold on. Well, what kind of bamboo?
Alphonse Carr.
Yeah, what does it look like?
It's a variegated yellow and green.
Okay, and is it a clumping, or is it a,
it's a clumping. I would never put a running bamboo anywhere near soil near my house.
Okay. All right. Just checking, man.
You've had rhizomes, right?
Yeah, but my I apologize for anybody who's like listening past this, but the we had this beautiful stand of black bamboo. It was like oh, there they go. Those are firefighters. They're doing it. And but they all die at the same time all around the world. Yeah, take that in. They all die. They go to seed and they die. We had this beautiful stand, and it was like, what? One year it was like, what the fuck's going on? You know, it was like spring, and they were looking like, and then they looked weird, and then they go to seed, and then they die like all over the world at the same time.
Maybe that happened because I've got like three that I'm trying to like replace that I had to pull out because they just died off, and I thought it was gophers, but it was pretty dramatic. You know what happened?
What was it?
Alphonse Carr clumping bamboo.
Okay, yeah. I mean, if it it happens. All right, we're getting a little bit deep in this. So
I'm just gonna like circulate that a little bit within my cranium and like consider the worldwide network of bamboo rhizomes and talk to each other periodically.
Nice.
Die off suddenly.
And this song is going to be so awesome that we're going to be like, God, that was totally fucking worth it to listen
to
them jabber on for 15
right,
minutes.
Man. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, you too, man. To say hey to the family. Yeah. All right, later. All right, so...